The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. The weather broke. It feels better. It's outside. When I walked in, you know, this weather continues to change. But it's sunny outside. Yesterday, I had a little grill and chill. All right. Just a couple people came over just being able to do something. And had a good time, man. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Hope all is well. I see there's a few deaths over the weekend in terms of persons driving. Guys, please behave, man. Just what I mean by that is just do your best. You know, I don't feel the need to go over 45 miles an hour in Nassau. It don't make sense. This is just how it. It don't make sense. But you can. Faso. To be a bumper-to-bumper traffic from you come out your house. Amen? Guys, be decent, man. Let's do our best to be able to preserve our lives and, you know, take care of the environment. I had an opportunity to be able to walk on Village Road. You know, I tell you, I walk on Village Road, do my thing. And right there, where they do Festival Noel, the nice, you know, they got this nice little setup. They built a beautiful wall. Passed there yesterday. The wall has a gaping hole in the thing. These people just fixed this? This wasn't fixed for 7 days. There's a gaping hole in the wall right across the street from Queens College. This is too much. Guys, please, por favor, slow down. Take your time. Don't let the demons whisper in your ears. They only want to pull you down to darkness. Please, slow down and take your time for all those persons that are dealing with what you're dealing with. I'm hoping that you're doing that with sobriety, man. Let's just be able to do that as we continue to be able to move forward. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. The numbers you can call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They are laid out. They got everything for you. If you're in the market and you're looking for insurance, whether that's commercial, whether that's residential, personal, all of these particular aspects, you want to be able to go check out my good, decent friend over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ethric Bow, or Mr. Richardson. He'll tell you to go down to Mr. Richardson. They'll be able to accommodate you. All my vehicles are insured with these guys. They got everything laid out. I always want to be able to recommend. And he always says to me, Howard, if they're looking for another opportunity and they want to be able to come down here to find something to do and they want to shift themselves into this industry, we'd be more than prepare themselves for the exam. So, guys, if you want to go down there, you want to be able to get yourselves prepared to be able to do that, Ethric Bro would be more than happy to assist you. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, 9 to 5 on the weekdays, 9 to 2 on the weekend. They get everything laid down for you, right? Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Ismael Radian wins the court awards $1.6 billion. Senior government official used in process and finds Chinese companies fraudulently push Ismael Radian out of Bahama. Money to complete Bahama diverted to purchase the Hilton Hotel. This is absolutely bananas. Your made Ismael Radian a certified, qualified billionaire in this country. You thought he wasn't going to fight. Stand you on. I just don't understand you. This man, when they came in at the inception, brought in a trailer load of persons. Now, how do I know? Because I'm working at the Sheraton Hotel after the acquisition, after all these particular things, when there was a transition and the Malia came in, I was there throughout the entire thing. And as I look at this, I said to myself, this is crazy. And they devoured all the information to find out the infractions that existed between the union and the government in terms of their whether or not their contract is airtight. And they found leak holes. They found dents in the armor and was able to eradicate it. And so this form of the union, this union 2.0 that we see now, is the residue that existed after Ian and his team was able to dissect these things. Come on now, y'all, talk to me. This is what happened. Okay? Now, if you thought he wasn't going to fight you on this, you have to know that he's already shown you his hand. My God, let's be decent about these things. Guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper and see exactly what Hurricane Oscar, a minimal impact in Inagua. I saw some videos from Inagua. I hope you guys are good. FNM calls for the probe of the following Bahama ruling, and the Royal Bahamas Defense Force officials deployed to Haiti. Police to begin anti-crime operation in Eggleston today. So that should be exciting. I want to talk about some things now. I got a couple calls over the weekend, and don't fight me. That's all I want to say. Don't fight me. My God. Let's just be decent. Don't fight me. Let's just get this done. Ladies and gentlemen, we have, 10 more days in this month. And over the course of those 10 days and maybe the last day, maybe the first day of November, we're going to be able to dive into the remainder of this series and being able to talk about these things. So far, we got some good grades. We got some horrible grades. And a lot of persons have been scaling out just from an average standpoint, being able to do those things. The numbers jumped over the weekend after we had a good conversations with on Friday. Garth and I actually sat down. You guys called in, had a good conversation with us. And so we talked about Golden Gates and Golden Isles, right? Golden Gates and Golden Isles. Well, I have all the information in there. I expect to hear from the minister being able to call in and tell us exactly some things, but I'm going to roll out these numbers. First person out of the gate we're going to talk about is Golden Isles. Golden Isles. For the constituency of Golden Isles, let's see if we can be able to lay it out and tell you exactly what's what real quick. We're still continuing with our series. We're doing it for the entire month. We're continuing our series, Dissecting Leadership, a Constituency First Approach. Now, we're in a ministry. We're stepping into a ministerial capacity where we're identifying these ministers who are also members of parliament, who are also ministers, rather, right? And as we do this, we're seeing the volume, the frequency is turned up a little bit. I heat it under the collar now. The caller say, "Howard, you're going to have to stop this." Well, I can stop. I can keep pushing. But I can get cussed while y'all ain't listen. I can get cussed. And I can take the cussing. I'm a big fella. I can do that. But we can push through to the end of this. Amen? I can't get away, amen. And so we've done these things. And for all those persons who have not seen it yet, I understand your seniority. Don't fight me. I understand that the PLP is doing their own polls. I understand that you're doing a national poll. I understand that you're doing a local poll. That ain't got nothing to do with this poll. Nothing. Nothing. We are in, you live within the perimeter of perception is reality. And if you think be perceived in a particular manner, no matter what you're hearing quietly, ladies and gentlemen, you have an opportunity to dissect these things for yourself and fix it as you go towards 2026. Don't care how people like the PLP. If you can't win your seat, they'll only say they remember you. My God, you'll be on the ofrenda like this Coco. You need to stop. Find yourself in a position that they could be able to deal with you and you could be a significant player. Take these things with a grain of salt. You're in a significant capacity and you're elevated in the country. Don't fight me. Just let's do what we got to do. Amen? Let's get to this, right? Historic overview of the constituency of Golden Isles. We're going to do this quick and then we're going to get to Golden Gates on the other side of the break. So Golden Isles has become a highly competitive, let's see if you can read this, a highly competitive constituency as both major political parties aim to establish a foothold in the developing area. The election saw the PLP's rise to power nationally with a focus on socio-development, economic opportunities, and improving the standard of living in emerging areas like Golden Isles. The PLP capitalized on national discontent with the FNM's government in 2007. Let's see if you can be able to read it from there. In 2002, this is what happened. In 2007, Golden Isles shifted towards the Free National Movement as a part of the national trend favoring the FNM's Hubert Ingraham leadership. Voters were motivated for the FNM promise address and infrastructure concerns, economic growth, and crime reduction. FNM won the seat by facing challenges to meet the constituency. Let's see if we can be able to identify these things and break this down. I know I don't have much time to break all these things down for you, but I do have time to get into these numbers. Let's get into these numbers. On Friday, 40 persons had voted for this constituency. On Friday, 40 people. 40 people on Friday. Was it 46 or something? It's less than 50 people. Let's just be decent. On Friday. This morning, we have 280 people voted for the constituency of Golden Isles. 280 people voted for the constituency of Golden Isles. Is this a call for me? Who's that? Ask who it is, please. Okay, guys, I could see a telephone line lit up. I'm going to ask who this is because I know that the minister is supposed to be calling in. In the event that this is the minister, we're going to go to it right after I read these numbers. Let's get to it. The voter participation. 280 persons took the poll in the constituency of Golden Isles. On Friday, it was 40 people. Today is 280 people. Dive into this. Out of the 280 people, we've asked those persons, did you vote in the last election? 260 said yes. That's 93%. 260 said yes. 93%. 20 said, no, I didn't. We asked a second question. Are you planning to vote in the next general election? 255 participants, which indicates 91%, said yes. Yes. 255 persons indicated yes. We're going to be voting in the next election. 25 participants indicated no. That's a 9%. That's 9%. So that's an increase from those particular persons, right? Just by 5 persons, right? We asked the age demographic. Let's be able to look at it. The strongest age demographic is between the ages of 36 and 65. 36 and 65. That equates to about 20, 40, 60, almost 70% of the persons that voted are between the ages of 36 and 65. Let's be able to do that. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of this. We asked those particular persons, 280 persons, whether or not your member of parliament has been visible and accessible in the constituency. 180 participants, 64% that their MP has been visible and accessible. 100 participants, 35% said that he has not been accessible. We can't see this man. This is what they say. Okay, 180 participants said, yeah, man, we could find him. He's good. 64%. 64% said, yeah, man, we could find him. And 100 participants said that we can't find this man. So that's the 280 people right there. Four, we asked them whether or not you've seen any community improvements since the last election, since your member of parliament was in this particular state. 165 participants says, I have seen improvements. 165 participants says, I have seen improvements since the last election. 115 participants. This is a hotly contested seat. I must tell you all, y'all are vocal in Golden Isles. Y'all are vote. And you know what's crazy? Can I say this to you? What's crazy is that after I said what I said on Friday, you would think that more PLPs who support them went in and actually said, yes, no, so forth and so on. A lot of PLPs have taken on a very strong position and indicated, well, they've given me diversity in their answers. So I could see the honesty that's coming out of it. Some answers were no, and a lot of constituencies, but this was, it seems as though they were thinking about it. So let's get to this, right? So we asked them, 165 participants says that I have seen community improvements. That's 58%. And 115 participants indicated I have not seen community improvement. That's 41%. Addressing the key issues like crime, unemployment, and social services. 163 participants, which is 58%, they felt that the MP has addressed these issues effectively. 58%, 163 out of the 280 said that, yeah, I feel like he has been effective in these particular areas. 117 indicated that he has not. I haven't felt him. I haven't seen him. He's been ineffective in these particular areas. 117, which is 41%. The ministerial effectiveness. We ask whether or not he's been effective in his ministerial capacity as a minister of environment, whether he's articulate, insightful, and proactive in being able to do those things. I put those words on, but essentially you understand what the effective is. 177 participants, which is 63%, says, we believe that he's doing an okay job. We believe that he's effective in this particular role. We believe that he's making some things happen. 103 participants, which indicated that he has not been effective in this role at all. 103 participants indicated that he's been ineffective in this role. That's 36%. And overall satisfaction. We asked these particular persons, 280 people, whether or not they were satisfied with their member of parliament and his overall performance in the constituency of Golden Isles. 177 participants out of the 280 said, yeah, man, we're satisfied. We're satisfied. We're good with him. We're satisfied in this particular state. 63% said they're satisfied. And 103 participants out of the 280 said that we are absolutely unsatisfied. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of these particular things. And I want to be able to read this. High voter engagement, 93% of participants voted in the last election and 91% plan to vote in the next election, reflecting a politically active constituency. Community improvements, 58%. 58.9% have seen community improvements since the last election, indicating the MP's efforts are visible and by the majority of the constituents. And a ministerial effectiveness, 63.21% of the respondents feel that the MP has been effective in this ministerial role, suggesting that the MP is delivering results. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the poll. You all in cuss sworn out on Friday, my God. But this is the poll. This is the poll. If you didn't take the poll, don't fight me. Amen? This is the poll. Okay. The ministerial effectiveness, 63.21% of the respondents feel that the MP has been effective in his ministerial role, suggesting that the MP is delivering results on a national scale as well. And satisfaction level is a 63% of the participants are satisfied with the MP's overall performance. The weakness is that 35.71% of the respondents feel that the MP has not been visible. Addressing key issues, 41.79% of the participants out of the 280, they feel that the MP has not been effectively addressing critical issues such as crime, unemployment, and social services. The opportunities with a significant number of voters between the ages of 18 and 45, there are opportunities to engage younger voters in the community. Entrepreneurship and job creation initiatives and crime reduction initiatives. Given concern over crime, the MP could take more visible action on crime prevention, working closely with law enforcement to improve security and address unemployment. Overall, reasoning, let's do this. The letter grade for the MP's performance is a bust. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from the poll. Don't fight me. Amen. I can't get them. Amen, Jesus. Don't fight me. This is from the 280 people that are participants that took the poll after they all then talked with him bad on Friday. They came back and showed you better than they could tell you. A B plus. This is what Vaughn Miller's got. A B plus. Reasoning that the MP of Golden Isles has received positive feedback from the majority of the constituents in terms of community improvement and ministerial effective. Those persons who've taken the poll. Let's just be decent. However, there are notable areas of improvement, especially in terms of visibility, addressing key issues like crime and unemployment, and maintaining engagement with the entire constituency. Overall, the MP's performance is commendable, but requires more consistency in local impact. That's the poll. Don't fight me. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this. The Foundation.
The waffle with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Peak, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. If you haven't taken the poll and you got a lot to say, you're the side of your mouth, you're biting your tongue, you're biting, you're cussing, you're mad, talk to me, go take the poll. That's all. Don't fight me. TheFoundation242.com, TheFoundation242.com, TheFoundation242.com. When you pop the thing open, at the top there, you're going to see an icon, just like a little, like it looks like a graphic. You can tap on that. It says, take the poll. You can tap on that. As you tap on that, you'll be able to find information that can take you deep into the poll. So it just goes right into it. It's straightforward. All the information's there, TheFoundation242.com. We got some things that I can name everybody that we've taken. All right, so let's get into it. We've already read Golden Isles. Let's get into Golden Gates, okay? Member of Parliament, Golden Gates constituency. Historically, the Golden Gates constituency has been located in New Providence, has been one of the key battlegrounds for the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement over the past two decades. Voters' trends in this constituency has shown significant shifts in loyalty between the two major political parties, reform and political currents. And local expectation. Now, because for the most part, Golden Gates has been more PLP than FNM. Let's dive into it. In 2007, Shane Gibson retained the seat in Golden Gates. 2012, Shane Gibson re-elected as a third term and a member of Parliament of the Golden Gates, continuing the PLP's dominance in the constituency and the PLP's national platform, which focused on economic addressing unemployment and improving healthcare and social services, resonated with those voters in the Golden Gates constituency in 2017. In 2017, the election marked a pivotal moment for the Golden Gates as the Free National Movement won the seat, ending the PLP's longstanding hold of the constituency. Folks' victory was a part of a broader national rejection of the PLP, driven by the accusation of corruption, economic mismanagement, and a failure to deliver on key campaign promises. This march was narrow but significant, signaling a shift in voter sentiment in the Golden Gates constituency. That's in 2017. In 2021, Pia Glover-Rowe of the PLP reclaimed the Golden Gates constituency, returning the seat to the party after a brief FNM tenure. Glover-Rowe, a advocate for youth and women's empowerment, ran on a platform of rebuilding trust with the electorate and addressing long-standing issues such as unemployment, crime, and infrastructural decay. Her victory reflected a desire for change and new leadership in the constituency. This is peculiar. A desire for change and new leadership in the constituency with a wider margin of support in the previous years. Since her election, Glover-Rowe has been focusing on community engagement, job creation initiatives, and programs for youth development, positioning herself as an accessible, responsive leader. I think that's absolutely correct. It's accurate information. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. Out of the survey on Friday, oh God, what was the number on Friday? I think it was less than 50 also. It was poor. It was horrible numbers, right? And so I called her, I texted her. I said, you know, I want you to come on. I want you to be able to give us a call. I don't know whether or not she has an opportunity to be able to do it this morning. Both her and the Minister of Environment, Vaughn Miller, to be able to find out whether or not I can be able to hear from them. So I'll just hold up to see if I can hear from them, but I'm going to read these numbers first. The survey data analysis for the Golden Gates constituency, 2021 participants, 242. 242 participants. These are hotly contested seats. I might as well tell you this. I'm telling you the truth. 242. And you think it's a blowout, but these are close margins. Let's read it, right? So we asked for voter participation. 54 did not vote in the last election. 54 of the 242 did not vote in the last election. 188 persons voted in the last election. 188 persons, which represents 77.6%, voted in the last election. We asked them, are you going to be voting in the next election? Are you going to be voting in the next election? So we 71 says, I don't plan to vote. 71 say, I don't plan to vote, right? And 171 says, yes, I'm planning to vote in the next election. Yes, I'm planning to vote in the next election. Okay. We asked the participants. The majority of participants that we have are between the ages of 18 and 60. Every single, with a heavy concentration of 36 to 55. Between 36 and 55, we have over 100 persons that have taken this poll. But every single dispensation, every demographic, has had significant representation. 18 to 35, 20 persons. 26 to 35, 34 persons took the poll. 36 to 45, 53 persons took the poll. 46 to 55, 70 persons. And 66 plus, 19 persons took the poll. And we asked them whether or not you've seen your MP. Has your MP been visible since the last election? 97 persons. 97 persons. We're saying, I tell you, this thing is close. 40% feel that the MP has not been visible or accessible. 40% said that the MP has not been visible or accessible in that constituency. 145 persons, which is 59%, the MP has been visible and accessible in that constituency. What constituency are we talking about? We're talking about Golden Gates. This is out of 242 participants. 242 participants. We asked those persons whether or not you've seen any improvements in your constituency since the last election. 123 says, no, I have not seen any improvements. No, I have not seen any improvements in my constituency. 119 indicated I have seen improvements, which is 49%. This is, look at, this is very close. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very close. 119 indicated I have seen improvements. Key issues such as crime, unemployment, social services. Have you heard, has your member of parliament been articulate and dealing with these things and speaking on these key issues? Crime, unemployment, social services. 120 believe that their MP has not addressed key issues effectively. 120, which is 49.59%, indicated that we believe that our MP has not been effective in addressing these issues. 122 out of the 242, 122, which is 50.41%, believe that the MP has addressed those key issues effectively. The MP has addressed those key issues effectively. We asked them whether or not she's kicking off and doing well in her ministerial role and capacity, if she's been effective in those particular areas. 103, which is 42.5%, believe that the MP has not been effective in her capacity, which is public service. They believe that she's been ineffective. 103, 42.5%, believe that she's been ineffective in her particular capacity in a ministerial role. 139 out of the 242, let's just be decent, 57.4%, believe that the MP has been effective in these areas. 57% say, yeah, man, she's good. Now watch this. This is bananas to me. And this is why I tell you, these last two constituencies, people have been just really been assessing this and answering these questions, not just blind, not just no, or yes. They've taken the time out to read these questions, absorb it, and apply an answer from conviction. That's all this is about. That's all this entire thing is about. We asked those persons who took the poll, out of the 242 persons that took the poll, we asked the overall satisfaction with Pia Glover's role as the Member of Parliament for the constituency of Golden Gates. Okay? 242 persons, Golden Gates, took the constituency poll. All satisfaction. 121 persons, 50%, are not satisfied with the MP's overall performance. This is a hard 50%. 121 persons are not MP's overall performance. 121 persons are absolutely satisfied, 50%, with her performance. 50-50, right down the middle. Let's get into this SWOT analysis and being able to identify these things as we do this. So let's look at it. Some of the strengths. Community engagement, Pia Glover's role has been visible and accessible to over 59% of the participants, which is crucial and critical for maintaining strong voter connections. She's been effective in addressing key issues. Over half of the respondents feel that the MP has been addressing key issues like crime, unemployment, and social services effectively. Positive in a ministerial performance, a majority of persons, which is 57.4%, believe that the MP has been effective in her ministerial duties. And some of the weaknesses indicated community improvements. There is a slight majority, which is 50.8%, who feel that they have not seen any visible improvements in their constituency since the last election. And voter engagement, 4% of the participants are not planning to vote in the next general election, which could signal disenchantment or apathy towards or among the electorate, right? And then the opportunities that focus on tangible improvements, accessing visible community improvements could sway nearly 51% of the respondents feel no progress has been made. Pia Glover's role has an opportunity to focus on infrastructure, social services, and safety to turn this sentiment around. And youth engagement, with significant participation from the younger demographic, ages from 18 to 45, there is a strong opportunity to engage younger voters through progressive policies and digital engagement. All right, so let's be able to read this letter grade assessment for Pia Glover's role. Based on the data provided, Pia earns a B for her performance as an MP for Golden Gates. While she has demonstrated a strong community engagement and effectiveness in her ministerial role, the close split in the overall satisfaction and concerns about the lack of visible improvement suggests there is room for growth. Addressing community improvement and re-engaging disillusioned voters could elevate her standing in the constituency. This is from a national perspective. Pia Glover's role as a Minister of Public Services has demonstrated significant leadership and effectiveness. Her focus on reforming long-standing issues, addressing public service ineffectiveness, and modernizing key areas has earned her substantial praise. Her national grade as a minister is an A-. This is the information that we popped in there, and this is what came out. They popped all the information in there, and we can be able to talk about that. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com as tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Things are getting saucy at Wendy's. Get ready to experience nuggets like you never did before with the new Saucy Nugs. Enjoy our famous crispy nuggets tossed in your choice of sweet and smoky honey barbecue sauce, or turn it up a notch with the spicy but smooth buffalo sauce. Grab a 6-piece as a snack or make it a meal with a 10-piece combo. Gotta be saucy. Gotta be Wendy's.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, quickly, let's get in there and talk about this. Give me a call, 323-623-3254-316-325-4259. Any way, if the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Don't call me and tell me nothing. Don't cuss me about these numbers. These numbers exist. That's it. Howard didn't go in and vote for nobody. Amen. I just want to let you know. I didn't manipulate nothing. I didn't vote for anyone. I said to the members, if you got people support you, go put it in your groups. That's it. The only way we can get a true representation of what exists in your constituency is if your people support you. I can't help you if 20 people say you ain't worth nothing. That don't even sound right. So let's find out. And what I've understood and what I see is that people are being honest, whether or not they're FNM, whether or not they're PLP, whether or not they oppose, whether or not they support. They're actually being able to dissect this and make a determination of being able to move forward. So I want to thank those persons that participated for Golden Isles and Golden Gates. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Grant.
Hi, how are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Grant, my name is Eloise Cantor. I'm a disabled lady in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you, Mr. Warren Miller is a worthless, he's the worthless and the no goodest MP I ever see in my whole life.
Okay. Eloise Cantor, you live in the constituency of Golden Isles, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you've reached out to the Member of Parliament?
All the time.
All the time?
And he never do
this. This year, one time you say, trust me, he ain't to me, and you let it go?
You don't hear what I say.
I listen to you, Ms. Cantor. Go ahead, I'm not going to fight you.
Mr. Miller is the no-goodest MP I ever meet in my whole entire life. Mm-hmm. Now, if the PLP been decent like the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram, it would have been okay. The PLP them is no good.
Okay, hold on, Ms. Cantor. You're doing a lot.
The Prime Was Minister
he, hold on, Ms. Cantor. Ms. Cantor, don't go nowhere. You stay right here with me. Hold on. We right here, together. One eye, face to face, eye to eye. Was he any good when he was FNM? Let me hear this.
No, he wasn't no good when he was FNM, and he ain't no good now.
Miss, not to me that you support the Free National Movement. I mean, I won't get in your business.
No. Listen, Mr. Grant.
Go
I'm
ahead.
A strong PLP.
Okay.
And I won't give the PLP my ex. Before I give the PLP my ex again, I'll put my ex on the dog.
Oh, my God.
You understand? The PLP, they mean no good. They need to go. The Prime Minister need to go. They need to pack up and get out of office right now.
The PLP.
The people, the
your party.
People are, the Bahamian people are suffering. They are, I mean, they're suffering more than... I don't know where there is. They need to go. Warren Miller, he need to get tap. He need to get tap. If he take me one, they run him with the Golden Isles, I will do it. I will do it.
Ms. Cantor, I want to talk to you better than this. I want to talk to you after the show. Is it okay that you leave your number with my producer and I call you up?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, Ms. Cantor. He's a good, decent
And
woman.
You know who going with Golden Isles this time? Brian Brown.
Ms.
Cantor, with the Golden Isles.
Ms. Cantor, unless you got on your prophetic robe, we don't even know what's going to happen.
Well, something can happen because the PLP can get back in.
Praise God. I appreciate you, Miss Kantha. I can call you.
Let me give you my number.
Oh, no. Don't tell everybody in the country. My producer can take it from you.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you. Good talking to you, okay? Take a call for me. Get her number and information. I'll give her a call. Let's go to the next caller. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Major speaking. Been waiting a long time.
Mr. Major, what's happening? Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. I come to call about the most powerful woman in show business, man.
Talk to me.
I hear all the nurses, that lady calling in the other night, but my boss, well, she just and that. I've been an honest woman from the beginning, okay? And I saw the...
Now, let's clear up. Who woman we talking about?
In Golden Gates, okay?
Okay, being Golden Gates, so you're talking about Pia?
Pia Glover. Okay. To be the next
See that? Hold on. Wait. Mr. Major. Mr. Major, listen to me.
Yes,
last time somebody else dubbed themselves Prime Minister.
Huh?
Talk to me now. The last time somebody else dubbed themselves Prime Minister, we had a problem. So don't put that on her. Just support a woman. Talk to me now.
You see, I'm a strong woman. I'm a major. I sugarcoat nothing.
Okay, Mr. Major. Not Mr. Minor. I like this, Mr. Major. You're a decent
man. Mr. Major. Goodness.
I like this, Mr. Major. Yes. Go ahead. So you support Pia. So she doing the constituency.
Okay, now, I talk about Golden Gate constituency. I don't mean nobody will live
around here. No.
I didn't run here 3 elections. You know, MP I had down here. I don't went to seeing this. I don't went to folks. And none of them care where her dog stays.
Oh my God! So she better than Sheen Gibson, who bring all she bring. Sheen Gibson bring all snow jacket.
Hey, I know what Sheen Gibson. You gotta tell me that. Like,
Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
You understand me like Teresa?
Let me hear it.
Okay, you listening to what I tell you? I tell you when the body because I got boots on the ground.
I remember Sheen Gibson said if he don't win by 1,000, he don't want it.
Hold on, Sheen Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
See what she did? Sheen Gibson didn't do it. You see the fish market?
Okay.
It's getting done now. If you go that road, it's already paved. Dump fish in there. You know, like,
I just pass that every morning. I just pass that every morning.
Okay, then. Stay. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jim, you get break down too? See, it will roll. It never happened to Sheen Gibson. It never happened that. The first time Dumpster was being collected on the pool, see, it will roll. Okay?
So you support me?
The program would never stop. All right? Never stop. It goes against it. We feed 3 times a week. We start off the second shedding and the turret. Okay? Back to school. All of these things happen in Golden Gate 3 times a month.
I like this.
The old people to the performing heart.
I like this.
That never happened in Golden Gate.
I like this, Mr. Major. So you support Pia.
This is unbelievable, unthinkable.
So Pia got it again.
It took you a long time because you're only one hand and powerful, but I'm telling you some powerful things, and I ain't telling you no guy.
No, I with you.
I tell you what nobody tell me.
I with you.
Now, I'm a major, like MD Major, Blake Grandson. Be smart thinkers. We don't sell, I don't need to suck no bubby.
Miss Major, so you saying to me, Pia got it again?
She got it again?
He's a decent man.
If anybody come out here, we gonna beat their pants off.
My God.
Okay,
and I think Michael Folks coming back.
Folks?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to different folks, but ask him what I tell him before, when I tell him pass over the key. When he's in Turkey, he's in love with his friend. He come back wrong here, the cow can beat him and buy alcohol.
Mr. Major, I appreciate your telephone call. My brother is a good, decent man. You said all you need to say. You didn't have to bring in violence in this situation. Let's be decent, right? So, Mr. Major's out there saying that Pia gets the support from him in this particular area. And I can be honest with you, that's sort of the sentiment. But not without the violence. That's the sentiment that I've been hearing from Pia Glovero in the constituency of Golden Isles. I said that she got a B because this was a hotly contested poll. I might as well tell you. Out of the 242, split almost right down the middle. And so she's still been able to come out of that. But the contrast of that is what we've identified and the support that she has from a national perspective. So let's do that. Last call before we go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what are you doing?
I good, man. What's happening?
Well, boy, I guess if they split down the middle and they don't know what they want to do with Pia, they must be not be with chest and brave. I don't know what it is because you can't be doing such a good job and then half of the people saying they're not happy with you.
But that's what the polls are reflecting. The polls are reflecting.
I'm calling to talk about Mr. Miller, the worst member of the Bahamas.
Great.
He wasn't no good in 2007 and even worse in 2024.
In 2007, you only say this with the man.
Okay, but I only want to tell you this. I will not put my thumb in that finger to keep him in power, but I put my whole foot in to get him out.
Jesus Christ. God, this is a lot, but you say it. You live in Golden Isles.
I tell you, so tell them whatever they can talk about the PLP headquarters spitting out those votes. Tell them stop it, because that to thyself be true, and he's a man of the cloth. You should not be lying.
Mm. Well, we can know more about it. I can see whether or not he's calling me. I can text him right now to see if I can be able to get him on the other side of the break, but I appreciate your call, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call, being able to call us and talk to us about that. People are very opinionated. Can you see that? Can you see that? That the vote, the contention that exists in the votes, 280 in Golden Isles, 242 in Golden Gates, the contention that exists in the votes exists in the telephone, and the passion of persons exuding who they support 100% behind. Now, like the gentleman said, he called in, there must be an issue in the PLP. This is what the numbers indicate. The only numbers that gave members of parliament a margin, right, a significant margin within victory in terms of a leeway is when we saw Sinan's. So when we saw these historical seats that continue to be able to support one political organization over the other, all I got out of Sinan's was yes, 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 yes. For Adrian White. Yes, 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 and no consent. But everyone else has had this sort of a tug, this pull and pull, this push and pull. I want to talk more about that when we get back, guys. The line's going to be wide open. We're going to do one more constituency, Carmichael. Carmichael numbers are horrible. I couldn't get the minister. I tried him. I might as well tell you the truth. I call. I send 190,000 texts. I call. Just to let him know, listen, your numbers, you need to be able to put the thing in your group. Because I can't, one of the biggest constituencies sitting in the middle of Nassau. Can't have these low numbers like this. But I got nothing back. So we can tell him what we got. Quick break, get the news, be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Live and in full effect, just being able to chop these things down. I want to say something. I should have said it at the top of the show. And being able to identify those things this weekend was, right, sort of a shocker for me. You know, all over the weekend, I try to do my best to chill, right? I have become sort of a homebody to chill out at home and just being able to relax with my family. And like I told you, I started the gym, so I went to the gym on Saturday. Came back. I just sort of chilled out after we came from church on Sunday. My daughter went to the march, to the Baptist march, right? And so it would have been Sunday night. Was it Sunday night or Saturday night? One or the other, right? As my wife and I, we're watching a new series called 1923, right? Excellent series. We're enjoying that, right? With Harrison Ford. And something runs across my telephone, right? I guess bing, 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 my telephone's going off. And I'm looking at it, and it says, it's a picture with Pam Miller. Now, I know Pam Miller. Pam Miller is from the Free National Movement, okay? She is one of the most vocal people I've met in the Free National Movement. Normally, people from a political standpoint is just mumble what they got to say to you and then make their decision. She is extremely vocal. And she has been, especially when I ran for chairman in the organization. Jesus, she cussed me right out. Oh, God, this woman cussed me right out. I look at her. I thought she know me how she cussed me out, right? She cussed me out. Because, you know, her relentless support for those that you know, I stood in the path of them being able to get to the victory. So I get cussed out to move out of the path. That's essentially what it was. But I didn't say nothing. Like, I didn't respond. I don't know how to respond to this. I don't know how to respond to this. They didn't have any logic. It didn't make any sense. It was just loud, belligerent cussing for nothing. And I looked at her and I said, why is this woman cussing me like this? I don't even know this woman. I never said anything about it. But, I, you know, old people say you mark them. So you mark her, you didn't say nothing. You keep it moving. A couple of years later, after the victory of Carl Kulmer in that particular capacity as chairman of the organization, I got a call. I don't know this number, so I pick up the telephone. I got a call. So I said, hello. Hey, how you doing? I said, okay. I said, in my mind, I said, Lord, what I do now? So you're getting through everything that you would have done and trying to make a determination as to whether or not you offended this person. You know, they are strong in their political views within the organization. And so she and I started to talk, and she humbly apologized to me. I got to say this. She said, Howard, I want to apologize to you for what I said to you about Carl Kulmer, about my support for Carl Kulmer. I apologize. This is what she said. I just want to be honest with you and tell you what happened. She said, I apologize to you, for you for being able to say those things to you. I should not have said that to you. Now, keep in mind, now she knows me from a national perspective. Now she knows my views. She knows my push. She knows all these things. She listens to the show on a regular basis. But she's now apologizing to me because she said, Howard, you would have been a superb chairman. But I didn't notice. And then she started cussing Carl Kulmer. So essentially, somebody got to get the cuss. She alleviated me that. And she looked back from a historic standpoint and she said, the cuss I gave you yesteryear, it wasn't for you. I'm sorry. And then she amplified it and rest all the rest on Carl Kulmer's shoulder. I say that to say, over the weekend, her picture fling across my phone. I thought, what happened to Palm, right? I thought this was another thing that was going on because, you know, she's vehemently supporting Minnis in his particular capacity and just trying to make a determination of what's happening here. So I was looking at it. And the information indicated to me that Palm Miller passed away. I couldn't believe it. I started to make calls. I started to make texts. I started calling. I said, what happened to Palm? Palm passed away. She had been in a hospital. Got a call first thing this morning by a very good friend. A very good friend of mine, family friend also. She said to me that Palm has been in a hospital for some time, Howard. And she passed away. So I said, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Essentially, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to say to the family of Palm Miller, I know sometimes we view people in the light of their political advocacy. And so we see them recognize and remember that these are mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their cousins, aunts. They are human beings before anything else. And one of the soldiers of the Free National Movement has fallen away. I just want to be able to say that. I know her personally after getting a tremendous cuss from her. I know her personally. And I can see two sides of her heart. Though that there is significant passion in this heart that exists for the Free National Movement, she's not proud and elevated to the point that she can come back and humbly apologize to those particular things. So I want to say to the family of Pam Miller, all those particular persons, I know that she was a mother also. I want to say to those persons, may the souls of the faithful through the mercy of God rest in peace and rise in glory. I want to be able to say that to you. I pray your strength, you'd be able to endure in your bereaved position. I pray that that you endure, that whatever you have to go through to get to this place of peace, I'm hoping that the Father brings you peace. Because a lot of us only see Pam Miller through the light of politics. But I know that this is someone very close to you that has passed away. So I'm hoping that all is well with you guys. And I pray your strength in the Lord. That's what I'm going to be able to say. Also, I got a horrible, horrible text right after that. since Rodney Monker passed away. And I shouldn't even say that on the radio. But I just want to say to you people who have nothing to do, for Jesus' sake, stop it. Rodney Monker is good. I understand that he was in hospital. I had to make my telephone calls. I understand that he was in hospital, but he's good. I think that he's been discharged already. So I'm hoping that everything is good with him and his family as they continue to be able to, my God, you're going to kill Rodney all weekend. Jesus, all weekend. And the man right here. Indecency is rich. You need to stop it. Guys, give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Live and in full effect, we're here being able to chat about how things are going. Let me see if I can get to a few of these texts before you all start calling me here. How far we go? Jesus, God, you're almost killing me today. Oh, no, they didn't delete the telephones. Okay, so let's see if we can read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. Howard, please ask Vaughn Miller to let us know how the constituency allowance was spent. The worst MP for Golden Isles ever. This is a text that's coming through. Right? So it says, Howard, great show as usual. Anything buck up goes in this country. We wing it in the road. Right? We need to pave Coral Harbor Road. It's bad. It's a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, I hope somebody... Howard Sarkis is a certified billionaire before he started the Bahama. Okay. And his father was. This is Howard. I hope someone will ask the present government why the taxpayers' money is still being spent with the Chinese. Not a hard question to ask. The Chinese gave you a gift. You allowed the gift to deteriorate and dilapidate and fall into ruin. The Chinese came back and fortified your gift. The Chinese has one of their elements in the University of the Bahamas. The Chinese has significant investment in this country. Come on, let's just be very clear. We have opened our arms, our hearts, and our purse to everyone who got money. Let him come. Stop it. Let's just be decent. So this is Child Howard. I called it in early. My MPP, a global role. She don't need campaign. She don't need, I suppose, to campaign in Golden Gates. That's a sure seat. If no other PRPs maintain their seat, Pia Global Role, 100% sure of her seat. Thank you. That's the text that's coming through. Says Howard, Anton voted at least 75 times. Oh, y'all want to know? Y'all really don't think Anton got nothing else to do? Let me take this telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, fine. Just send out praises to our baseball boy.
Okay.
You know, the Yankees.
Yeah, yeah.
Proud of him. Yeah. Very young man and yeah. Very fortunate.
Yeah, and John P.
Yeah, I never really followed the
WNBA.
Basketball, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I never really followed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shout outs to him because, you know, I followed the Yankees since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
With my brother, who is not with us, but he introduced me, David Johnson, he introduced me to the Yankees
mm-hmm.
in 79 with that great team they had with the Jackson fella. But I'm saying praises up to him. And Pamela, a good friend of mine, man, mm-hmm. may her soul rest in peace. She was a strong person, and what she believed, she fought for what she believed.
But yeah.
At the end of the day, she is resting home with the Lord because she knew who the Lord was, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, hats go. I didn't know that she was in hospital. I was at the hospital on Saturday during that same transition. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but she was very strong in what she believed. And I think all of us should learn something.
That's sort of a shocker for me. I couldn't believe it. My wife knows her, and I know her, like mm-hmm. separately, right? Mm-hmm. That baby, Pam died. She said, who Pam? I say, Pam Miller. She said, oh, my God, her mouth dropped. My mouth dropped. We couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah, because someone called from the United States and called my wife, because my wife and Pam know each other. They used to work in Urban, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, they had Urban rocking now. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
They had Urban rocking at that time. But, you know, I know Pam very well, man.
Wow.
We had different views, definitely. She's very strong-minded. But at the end of the day, You know, we all have our talents in different areas in our lives, and we got to pick all the good out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she was well prepared. I'm sure she knew what was going on. So
wow.
I'm sure she made it into the kingdom. And that's the important thing for all of us. We mm-hmm. always got to remember God, no matter what side of the fence you're on, no matter how hard you're pushing for the political leader or persons in the party, but remember, Christ comes first.
Amen.
You know?
And amen.
Remember that. And it's a lesson for all of us, too, even yeah. on our jobs.
Yeah.
You know, working, and forgetting with God. So we got to remember.
I appreciate your telephone call,
yeah,
my
man.
Brother. I
appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. And say one or two words about Pam. That was a strong one, man. That was a heavy one for a lot of us to be able to deal with. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. As a caller? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how are you doing?
I good, man. What's happening?
You know, man, this whole month, you know, has been a time of reflection. You know, especially in the amount of persons we have had passed, you know, who were like strong players in the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's you know, it should be a time of reflection for a whole bunch of us in terms of how we operate and how we consume, you know, because what we are attached to sometimes has a way of consuming us.
Mm.
You know, it plays around with our judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It plays around with our ability to have a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, you know, I'm sure glad that Ms. Miller, you know, got you know, she got back to you. You know, but you know, plenty of persons go out and they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. I figure I would tell that story. You know how you hold on to these stories, you don't say anything about it. And
yeah.
then when there's a transition or something happened where whether there's a transition to death or a transition to significant elevation and success, you want to be able to tell the story of humility that you've identified in persons. And so I wanted to tell that story about her. And this is what I remember about her.
You know, we've got to reflect on how really short this time is. You know, all that 5-year nonsense. And listen, you know, that wreaks havoc on this culture.
I agree with
anyway,
you.
Anyway, buddy.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I good, man. What's happening with you?
Right here, man. Howard, did I hear you say that Rodney Moncapacity?
No. Let's clear it up. I said this weekend they tried their hardest. I got a tremendous amount of texts that said that he had passed away. After I did my calls and whatnot, I didn't leave behind their phone, text the thing, and then forward it to other people. Indecent.
Oh, boy.
No, because he good.
Oh,
but I did receive information that says to me that he was in hospital.
You know, these people, that's why.
They will kill you now.
Man, before you're dead.
Jesus.
You know, I don't trust none of that. I don't trust anything that come over my phone. I don't forward nothing, and people just go and forward these things on to so many people that and they didn't even check. This
and
thing.
That was literally a forward. Yeah. I go on my phone, I look on Nassau Guardian site, I look on Tribune, I look on every place I look to see whether or not I could certify this information. I go on in the little media group I got in my phone, nothing. I said, many people could lie?
Yeah, but praise the Lord for that, because I just called somebody and I didn't ask them.
Oh, Jesus, you didn't do the same thing?
No,
you need to stop.
I called them because after I hear you say...
No, I said that.
I didn't listen to the rest.
I should not even mention that on radio, but I did see that, and I didn't like how the fact that people seek to kind of just snuff you out.
My people ain't decent, man.
Yeah.
And they need to be decent like you are.
Well, I try. Jesus.
Right. Okay,
praise God. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. No, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that these people... I see the people... And there was a voice note attached to the thing. This one man said, well, you know, Rodney... I don't even know who these people are. Rodney didn't show up for the show. And then it was a replay again. I said, well, you know what happened? Something... I said, man, why you all just do this? Come on, man. This is... Sometimes this job can be extremely exhausting. Some people need a couple of days off for mental health. for spiritual health. I took a couple weeks off. You remember I tell you, I had to breathe because ingesting this information and regurgitating it and just being able to take this in is a cycle of sort of a downer. You want to be able to breathe just a little bit. And I had to do that. You see what I'm saying? But don't kill the people, my God. Fella called me after they would have heard the news about Daryl Miller. Oh, you all right? You're talking to me, sir. I'm good. You called a radio show host. This is round but two. This is before the official information came out. Oh, man, I hear them say a radio host died. I said, let me call you. I said, sir, you're talking to me. I'm right here living. Yeah, man. And he started to go into all these gruesome details and all this. I said, listen, I hear, and my wife here, my children here. And I said, if you hear something to say, rush to the hospital, there's a difference. And you ain't gonna say, Howard was found. You just hear me on the radio Friday. You just hear me on the radio Friday. Don't fight me. Next telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Doctor.
What's happening, my brother?
I'm good, man. Long live the freedom fighter, Mr. Rodney Montgomery.
Yes, he's still good.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Praise God.
I heard you said something earlier to you in the gym.
So yeah, man.
In another few months when they see you swimming, on, you know what they
listen,
say, right?
I can't even jog on a treadmill, my good friend. Two treadmills away. He said, Howard, what's happening? You getting ready to run? I said, no, I just do my little walking first, and then I do run the next. They said, no. I mean, if you're getting ready to run an election. I said, Jesus, I can't come to the gym.
There you go. That's right. Nobody, even people, that's how we go. You lose weight, they say you're sick.
You're running.
They say you eat too much. Come on, man.
Well, you know, well, I'm glad. I'm in the gym. We're trying to be able to keep
very
myself
good,
healthy. I feel good.
Health is well, sir.
I appreciate
it. But I called it to just throw a little 1-2 cents in there for the MP for Golden Isles, Vaughn Miller, man.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them. I couldn't get in.
I said, Jesus, so I can call my friend.
Call came through and say, man, look, you ended the show on a good, strong night.
I like that. I didn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. But the man is working, though. The man is accessible. For what I know, and I am, you are actually talking to one of the workers. I'm one of the foot workers. What you call it? Foot patrol workers?
Mm-hmm. Foot soldiers. Go ahead. You can be a soldier today.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And I heard him talk about a couple of these portals and other issues in the area. The Golden Isles constituency is like other constituencies as well. We're experiencing the same thing all over the island. And the areas where they talk about, that's a recurring issue, but I know that he is seeking to have those things resolved.
Mm-hmm.
The man is working, he's accessible, mm-hmm. He has a constituency office open,
mm-hmm.
And the church is right there inside the constituency, sir. The man is accessible, the man is working.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, and people, we can talk either way we can talk.
Well, you know that.
You're working, then you ain't working. You do something for me, you ain't doing nothing for me. So, you know, but the man is working, though, Howard. He's against himself, good integrity. And he says what he means to me when he says, I haven't since seen anything different from when he first started. Even from the next side coming over to this side, the man is working. He is who we say he is.
I like that.
And that's
like
the part would get me. I like that myself. He is who we say he is. He is doing, he's working. As long as the government allow him to continue to work and do, that is what he is doing. What is within his control, I can see, I can hear that he is doing.
Mm-hmm. I thank you, man.
I try to get it on Friday. So, oh, my God.
Well, it's good you get today. My God. You say everything happened for a reason. He's a decent man. I thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I got this information also for the Golden Isles constituency about STEM. Is it the science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics? The empowerment program that's going to be going on every Saturday from November 2nd to December 7th from the ages of 4 to 14. You're going to be able to, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., you can be able to get your fun and learning activities, all the information's in there for fun learning STEM, opportunities, educational games and stimulations and active, interactive games, empowerment sessions, and so much more. You can reserve your seats to be able to get there. It's going to be at the Life Changers Community Center, the Life Changers Ministry International Youth Empowerment Zone on Bacardi Road. It's going to be right there. The numbers you can call if you want to find out more information and participate, and that is 603-0607, 603-0607, or you can give them a call at 603-1757, 1-800-875-5757. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the Vibe Girls promotion invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Mind.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showback.
This is Buddy J. Ref.
Tina Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Best of the best.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off, October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance, right happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the softball jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Hope you guys are good out there as we continue to be able to talk about what we're talking about. I enjoy doing this with you. I enjoy this. I don't know whether or not, you know, I thought about this. Wait a minute, let me tell you all my business. I can't tell you all my business. I got to keep something, man. But I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about, you know, sometimes as men, we find ourselves, and I do this a lot. I do this a lot in my prayer time. I do this a lot with self-evaluation. I do this a lot as it relates to the next steps I need to make for my future. I look at my past. I look at my past and I try to identify some things. I've heard there was a podcast I was listening to, and they were talking about how, I can't remember who it was, right? But I just retained the information. But they were talking about how Dave Chappelle started the Chappelle Show. And Chappelle started to talk about, this is what they're saying. They say Chappelle started to talk about a quote that he heard. He says, the best ingredient the best meal that you can prepare, you already have, this is what he says, the best meal you can prepare, you already have the ingredients. I know a lot of us are heavy on TikTok, right? A lot of us are heavy on social media, let me put it like that. And we found ourselves in this kind of a position, me the other day with this kind of a cucumber salad, right? This guy doing cucumber salad thing looks so good, man. We make a million cucumber salad at home, me and my wife, right? And the children, my son was all into it because we saw it and we said, wow, this looks good. But we had to go and seek out those ingredients. We had to go and purchase it. We had to look for this kind of a bagel something. We had up and down to three stores looking for it. And then I hear this quote. The best meal that you can prepare, the best meal that you can prepare, that you can be able to offer, you already have the ingredients. And so he said that Chappelle said that, and he kicked off the Chappelle Show, one of the best shows, comic strips shows. You know, you remember In Living Color and all those particular things? The Chappelle Show was superb. And then I thought about it. I think a lot of us stretch ourselves to be viewed in the light of what society has indicated it's popular. Society has indicated it's important. Without recognizing, a lot of us don't have the elements, the ingredients for the positions that we're in. A lot of us. We got to go off and find something. It doesn't come natural. You got to ChatGPT your guts out in school because you don't know how to write nothing. You hurt in your head trying to be able to do these things, but there's some things that come natural to you. There's some things that you do right off without effort. I've considered that in my life over the course of time. Over the course of my last two decades, the last decade, let's be more specific. And I try to be able to figure out whether or not there is any space in other spaces for elevation to be able to contribute with what you have. And I realize that I do this effortlessly. Not in a bad way. I'm trying to tell you guys the best at this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you know what I put into this, this thing pours out of me. I do this. And I enjoy this thing so much. And sometimes we just got to ask ourselves whether or not we're hurting ourselves based upon what is public perception in one area or another, or whether or not we're seeking to fulfill the purpose that we've been called to in these areas. The lines are wide open, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. My cousin said that to me. He said, you'd be a stupid fool. He cussed me, my cousin. He called me. He always calls me. He supports me in everything that I do. I love him. So he calls me. He said, you'd be a beep, beep, beep if you join politics. He said, every time you try to join politics, this is what he says to me. He said, every time you try to join politics, there's hardship in your life. You think I forget it? And then he started to riddle it off. I said, oh my God, I forget that. He said, but every time you even think about something to do with media, the doors has opened up to you. And I thought about it and I said, this fella might not be lying. Guys, you got to find something that you love, find your passion, and find the ingredients that exist in your kitchen and bake that meal. Serve it up to the country for growth and development, and let's find ourselves moving forward, upward, onward, and together. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call.
Yeah, Howard.
Hey, Anton. What's up?
Hey, yo, what's going on?
I good, man. What's happening with you?
I didn't catch much of the survey today. Did you have the member of parliament calling us on today?
No, man. He's supposed to call, but he didn't have a chance to call us. He told me that he was busy. He and I spoke this morning, but he had good numbers. 280 persons voted in the constituency of Golden Isles, and overall he got a B+, but it was a very tight race. And Pia Gloverol also in Golden Gates, 242 persons did it for her, and it was a tight race, but she came up with a B.
Okay, all right, interesting. I'm curious about something, Howard, before I get into my point. How many categories are you taking into consideration?
The general categories. If you voted last time, if you're voting next time, whether or not you see your MP, if he or she has been active and effective in being able to deal with crime and so forth and so on, are they good with their ministerial role? And if you're overall, if you are overall satisfied with your member of parliament in this constituency, that's it.
So there are six categories.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so I'm. you can have me clear, Howard?
I can hear you.
Forgive me for laughing, right? But I had to ask that because I'm trying to figure out how do you come up with the grading, right? How do you come up with an A or B for any particular member of parliament who you are analyzing, right?
Okay, let me tell you. So the grading is done like this. We take the assessment. It gives me a numeric value. So the numeric value is out of these particular persons who've taken the poll. So out of the 240 persons that have taken the poll, they weigh it over the course of these six particular divisions.
And if you get, I understand.
So, but would you ask it if you understand?
that's why I'm even more confused, because here's the thing, right?
Now, hold on. You can't contrast the information that exists and isolated to the poll in comparison to what you know about the MP or what's happening socially. This is only for the poll. That's it. This is only for the poll. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not disputing what information at this juncture. I've already given you my suggestions.
You have, and I've taken it into consideration. I put it down.
I'm not challenging you or fighting your information, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out if there are six categories that you are weighting the final grade over, right? Mm-hmm. An individual would have to perform at a certain percentage over at least four to five of the six categories in order to get to a certain grade. Mm-hmm. That you're discussing with us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm led to laughter and more confusion. But I'll leave that for the time being. What I wanted to say to you, Howard, is something interesting that came over the news on your break, right? Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, y'all were talking about, Guardian News is talking about the ruling relating to Sarkis Ismailian, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Howard?
Yeah.
And I found that to be very interesting because me and you had a similar conversation offline, right?
Right.
Several times we had this conversation, and I want to bring it online now, seeing as though that news has broken, right?
Go ahead. I can fight you.
Why are you laughing, Howard?
No, because I laughed at it. Remember, go ahead. I can fight you. Go ahead.
And so, Howard, let me tell you something. Boy, and it's not for me to say God forbid. And I'm not saying God forbid, right? But whatever direction the PP move in the next general election, Howard, I foresee exactly what happened in the courts or at the courts in New York taking place locally on the ground within our local politics. If the pendulum swings in a certain direction. You understand what I'm saying?
Give clarity.
I need to bring it more clear.
Give it clarity. Give me clarity.
You're the wicked man. Howard.
Yes.
If you see the opposition leader would ever get the reins of government in our country, I firmly believe with all of my heart, Howard, my spirit, that there would be a digging up because he's in that era where information comes to him, legitimate information comes to him. Whether he is in the position to act outside of government as successfully as he could act on that information
inside of Gabor, the current prime minister, is the real question. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, similar to what the former prime minister started, which was corrupted by some of his cabinet ministers, right? Although it's the direction that the country should be moving in any situation, under any government, whether it be PLP or FNM, investigations should be done, and the findings of those investigations should lead to where they lead. I believe that wholeheartedly, Michael Pintard, he's waiting for the opportunity to do exactly that over the entire civil service, over the entire government of the Bahamas. And let me tell you something, Howard.
It's heavy what you're saying.
That would be a serious awakening and a rude awakening for some, but not a surprise to others. But, Howard, that would upset the way we practice politics in our country to such a degree that whoever, whichever prime minister, whether that be Prime Minister Davis, who takes on that mantle, going into the last little bit of time that he have in office, in his term that he's guaranteed, the Bahamian people will reward that person just on the grounds of trying to uproot and root out corruption in our country, Howard.
And perceived corruption.
And perceived corruption. You hear me? Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, right, Howard?
Of course I understand what you're saying.
This, that, look, boy, look, Howard, I just, that tickled me when I heard that on the news. And how...
Let's talk offline because I got some things I will say, but praise God.
All right. God bless.
Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location. Yet you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. I got a couple of texts. This is Howard. I want to take the poll. TheFoundation242.com. TheFoundation242.com. There has been over almost 3,000 persons have taken the poll so far. I know a lot of persons cuss me out. I don't understand y'all. I just don't understand. I'm not going to fight you, but I just don't understand you, right? 2,826 persons have taken the poll so far. 2,826 people have taken the poll so far. I want to thank all of you persons. Just under 300 people have asked me to join my WhatsApp group, right? So we're going to be incorporating you into the WhatsApp group to be able to do those particular things. I want to thank you, persons, for being able to do that. And I'll be releasing information to you so you can be able to see it on a consistent basis of what we're doing here and how you can be able to keep abreast of what we're doing here at the foundation. So I want to thank you, all those persons, for participating. 2,826 people. Okay? People asking me the validity of this, whether or not there is any significant value in this, whether or not this is a true poll. This is an open poll. Okay? We will make modifications as we're going forward. We will make modifications to the poll as we're going forward because we're going to continue this particular course of engaging our community. Those persons who listen to us, that persons who listen in and participate with us, we want to hear from you directly. Okay? And we don't want this sort of an idea of calling you on a day-to-day basis. Persons are asking me, Howard, how do I know that these people are in the constituency? Howard, how do I know this, this, and this? Howard Grant can do all of these things. However, it is investment that I must make to ensure that I can put a geofence around every constituency, that you have to sit in your constituency and vote. I could do all of these things. But this is a poll that we've released to the public to get your engagement. There's a couple of things that have to happen here. For me to be able to get my numbers up to 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 people that are taking the poll, it starts with these incremental steps. It starts right where we are. It starts at ground zero. It starts at generation one. This beta concept of being able to identify how we do this and being able to strip it how we must to be able to ensure that we have the participation, it takes time. So all your fighting up and down, cussing, joking me out, and whatever the case may be, that don't make a difference to me because I'm going to follow through with this. I started it. I will finish this. And in finishing it, I want to be able to say this is where we are. So I want to thank all those persons, those 2,826 persons who voted so far. If you want to be able to be a part of this, I'd love you to be able to do that. Please hit me up at thefoundation242.com. You're going to see an icon at the top of the screen, right? It says take the poll. Click on that. As you click on that, you can just follow all the information right through, and then you can be able to find yourself taking the poll. So it's just straightforward right after that. And then we're going to be able to do it. The numbers are extremely low for the constituency of Carmichael. I want to read Carmichael. These numbers look so bad. Jesus God, I don't even feel like reading it because it sounds bad. I've done this, and the reason I've put the ministers at the end is at least you could have the enthusiasm where someone can say, hey, go and do this. But we haven't seen that. We haven't seen it from Fox Hill. We haven't seen it from Carmichael. We haven't seen it from Tall Pines. We haven't seen it from Anglesden. All the senior MPs, all these people who are baby boomers and older, they have no participation, but that shouldn't have nothing to do with you. If you were in this constituency, take the poll. It don't matter. Take the poll. I've sent a letter out to all these particular MPs, haven't heard back from them. I got horrible numbers for Bamboo Town, horrible numbers for Kalani. The numbers are growing for St. Barnabas, horrible numbers for Exuma. Marco City numbers are growing. I need more numbers for that. And I still haven't had a contribute to Cat Island and Rumkey. That's the constituencies that are coming up. Carmichael, Central and South Eleuthera, Tall Pines, Anglesden, Fort Charlotte. I haven't seen the good numbers for Fort Charlotte just yet. Fort Charlotte, Freetown, horrible numbers for Freetown. Elizabeth, Fox Hill, Bamboo Town, Carlani, St. Barnabas, Exuma and Rugged Island, Marco City, and Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador. Get those numbers up, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we're going to commence these particular things. If we got to be able to do 2 days, whatever we can do. Remember, we're stopping this at the end of the month. And then we're going to make our assessment about these particular things. I'm going to put all those together and say this is the evaluation that we've been able to see on the PLP and the FNM. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, so go and take the polls, guys. The Foundation 242. If you're any of these senior men and women capacities in these constituency, I'm sorry. If you're in any of these constituencies for senior men and women, I don't get much participation from them, which is okay. They understand tradition. They understand that. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're out there and you want to be able to participate, I'd love you to be able to do that. Please do that. TheFoundation242.com. Let me take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Everything cool. Listen, man, I know you're winding on your show, and I wanted to call in and, you know, just give the support. Listen, the thing about it is, the persons who are calling in, I don't speak on behalf of everybody in Golden Isles, but for the most part, the minister is visible in the constituency every Thursday, providing that he's not traveling. He's seeing constituents. A number of programs is going on, continuously contributing to the AIDS camp in the area, putting programs in place for children of the community. He's partnering with local businesses within the community. Some businesses don't want to be to the forefront, where he's empowering young men in the community in terms of and all these things. See, some of these things you don't hear about. I know some persons call. There's some things happening in the community that is a little delay, and we're partnering with Ministry of Works to get those things sorted out. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you compare pound for pound, ain't nobody could outwork the current member of parliament, the Honorable Vaughan Miller, when it comes to being on the ground.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
I just wanted to put that in.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. I can't fight him. If I'm going to be honest with you, I don't live in the constituency currently. But every time, maybe, I don't know if it's my relationship. I don't know. But every time I need to see the member of parliament, I would go to the PLP headquarters and sit down with him. I just want to be honest with you. On Thursdays was the time that he's there. And, you know, I ain't here to carry water for nobody. I just want to be honest with you. All right? The link is called The Foundation 242. It's all one word. TheFoundation242.com. All one word. Okay? TheFoundation242.com. Low caps, right? Lowercase. And when you click on it, you'll be able to see all those things pop up. And you'll be able to take it from there. Okay, guys? Guys, please get your numbers up. Tomorrow, we're going to go run through it again for Central and South Eleuthera and Carmichael. Carmichael numbers are horrible, and I cannot get a hold of Keith Bell. I sent him 100,000 texts, right? And I know that these guys are busy. I'm not going to fight you. And maybe some of these things don't make a difference to you. But you live in the realm of social perception. And you don't need to be perceived as, you know, despondent, distant, and all these things. I just want to be decent as I say that, okay? So participate the best you can. If you can't do it, have one of your representatives call me. My numbers are available, 827-0111. Please, so we can be able to get this up and identify these things and show a sense of transparency for your constituency. Guys, thank you so very kindly for being able to contribute to the show today. Thank you. The Foundation 242, thank you. Go and take the poll. Go and identify these particular things. Thank you for your impassioned position for the ministers today. Golden Gates and Golden Isles. I know some of y'all like to cuss me. What? Vaughan's supposed to get an F? No, he did well. Okay? And the numbers reflect the exact same thing. So don't fight me. Let's continue to be able to do these things. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Godspeed your life right here on 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed. The Foundation.